All right, I'm just going to start here in a second. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Oh, hello, Dan.
Hey, Alex.
How are you?
Oh, it's great. How are you?
It's great. It's great. It's K. It's all K.
KK.
I would like to point out, I forgot to point out last week, to our wonderful esteemed listeners that the music, the intro music, was made by my very best friend in the world, Tyler Clark. You can go to youtube.com, search Tyler Clark, SoundCloud, and you can actually have that song for free.
And actually, you were just telling me before, just before we started recording, that people may already know of Tyler's work.
I believe they do. I believe he already has a significant following on the interwebs.
Well, but
he has over 1 million page hits on YouTube.
But you talked about a collaboration with a specific artist.
Oh yeah, I'm not allowed to talk about that.
You're not allowed to talk.
I'm not allowed to talk about that. There are some legal things.
Oh man,
that I can't. I know. I wish I could, because it's pretty sick, nasty. But I can't.
But needless to say, okay. You didn't tell me about these legal things.
He's legit, man.
But we'll just say
too legit to quit.
You've probably heard his work before
on the radio. Anyway,
yep.
There's that. Friends with some pretty powerful people, like me.
Okay. If you were talking about,
I hope he doesn't listen to this.
If you were talking about some pot smoking,
artist,
can't say
pot smoking. This is Bryan College. There are rules. You're now listening to Bryan College National or Student Public Radio. Welcome back to All Things Reconsidered at BCSR. I'm your host, Alex Green. This is my co-host, Dan Jackson.
And now we're going to start off your evening.
We're playing some jazz that you have no idea where it came from.
And nor do you care.
Or nor do you care. In fact, as soon as we start the music, you're going to turn it. Stay tuned. Oh, that's why we don't have a station.
Because we wouldn't.
So how are you, man?
Oh, it's yay. I mean, for me, this is the beginning of spring break.
I keep coughing. Where's that cough box? Dang it. Where are the interns? We ordered that thing. Where are they?
I have no idea. They were supposed to bring me my coffee 2 minutes
ago. That's right. I asked them to stand off to the side, and every time I needed to cough, to put the cough box there. I'm going to drink some Dr. Pepper now. Don't bother me. Or wait. Don't be bothered by me is what I meant to say. Don't mind me. That's what I meant.
Yeah, but the first story that we want to talk about
today.
Yes,
and?
Facebook.
The Facebook.
They're changing their layout once again, so they announced.
Maybe this will get some of our parents off of it.
I doubt.
That's awful.
No. But basically, from what I gather, is that Facebook is going simpler. That the photos are getting bigger, and that you can organize everything by photos, music, and video.
So it's going to be like one of those children's books. Like it's nothing but giant photos, and you press the buttons on the side, it makes a noise.
You mean a leap pad?
I'm not sure what that is, but perhaps.
Maybe.
Baby Einstein?
Sure.
I don't know, I mean... Let's be honest, I don't know how much simpler it can get.
Yeah, I saw some screenshots.
Let's do it. Do it.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about coughing. Wow.
You want to apologize
just,
for that?
I'm just abusing the listenership, all three of them. sorry, Mom. Facebook, new design... would those be leaks or
no, they're
screenshots?
New design. Yeah.
Shots. Okay, let's go to images. Safe search on. is this it?
No, check news.
Where?
Go to...
More?
Yes.
You can do that?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it...
Oh, well.
Market. Just try, like, Market Land or
don't
whatever.
Touch the screen, man.
I will leave my greasy fingerprints over anything I want.
Do not touch the screen. Facebook's new newsfeed, the before and after look. So this is...
That's before.
This is what we see, like, that's what it is
right
now.
This is a warm, comfortable design.
Okay. You know, this is grandma's house.
Yeah.
You know, it's familiar, but not too familiar.
And this is the creepy white van if you scroll down.
Cookies. All right. Oh.
No.
This is still the... Oh, here's the new... Okay, they've just dramatically increased... Oh, look, they took away the blue. They've now placed the like, comment, share buttons in... Like, they're gray now on a field of white, or yeah. Like off-white.
Well, also, it looks like Facebook's background is going to be a light gray, too, and the photo is...
Yeah, it looks slick.
Much, much, much thicker, bigger.
Yeah. They took away the... Oh, I'm so glad they took away the time thing. Oh, no, they didn't take it away. They just, says what? Google Zuckerberg. What have you scribbled on this
I was
note?
Trying to send you a message secret. That we didn't have to verbally say.
It doesn't have to be that secret. They can't see us.
Well,
you could have signed it to me.
Signed it? Here. Okay. I want to bring up something just that would add to our discussion.
Not any of our personal issues, please.
No.
Grumpy cat. Szechuan.
I can't type Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. I wonder if he listens to this program. What do you think?
I don't know. Probably not.
Why do you say that?
Well, noting the reach of our audience. Just to be brutally honest.
We gotta get out to Palo Alto. Yeah. Gotta give it... Oh, Write this down. The internet quota. We definitely got to talk about that. Consider we might actually use ours up during the filming, the recording of this
I doubt
thing.
It.
But yeah, write that down.
Yep, I got it.
What are you trying to do here?
I am trying to search. I'm a...
The internet be bogged down, Sherry. You could...
I am a dyed-in-the-blue PC user. Windows blue.
Well, it did, but that's beside the point. I'm just kidding. I might have to edit that out because that's inappropriate. No, I like Windows. I'm a big fan. I'm running Windows 7 on my laptop, and I love it.
Yeah, it looks...
Looks nice. It's nice. I'm sorry. It's the Dr. Pepper, man. What are you trying to do? Facebook Zuckerberg not used by old people?
No, young.
Really? Well, I would say that definitely the demographics are changing.
Let's see. I just saw it on my Facebook page.
Ironically enough.
I know.
I would definitely say that the use of Facebook is moving more toward a mature
Business Insider.
The Mark Zucker... That's from January. I don't know if that's when you want.
Let's see. Right now, the internet...
You think Twitter's the new thing?
Very slow. No, they're... From what I was reading, sites like Snapchat, applications like Snapchat... Oh, this is not working.
I don't know about the Snapchat thing. Hey, look, Justin Bieber's in the hospital. And he took his robe halfway off.
That doesn't look like he's sick in the hospital. That looks like
I can't say what I think it looks like. Oh, God.
It looks like it's going to be a magazine centerpiece.
The Biebs.
Why won't this work? I hate technology. All right, moving on.
Twitter, man, I think it's the new thing. You know, Triangle, we're beefing up our Twitter coverage.
Yeah.
Corey Walker. She's helping out. Anyway, so follow us, Brian Triangle, at Brian Triangle on Twitter. Actually, follow all of us, each individual reporter. I made everyone get a profile.
Yep.
So follow us to keep up to date. Oh, man, we're running long. We're not saying anything.
Yep.
Internet quota. So
yeah,
we all got an email from IT the other day that's saying basically that the internet at the school is supposed to be fast and strong enough to handle the population, but it apparently isn't. So Since the internet is bogging down in the afternoon to evening to early morning in that time, because that's when everyone's on the internet, I guess. Yep. And I think it said, the graph showed that the primary uses that were bogging it down are
video,
like social media. Well, social media and video basically had the same amount of space.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's what they're going to do. They are going to start putting, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, you probably pay more attention than I do. But it looks like they're going to put an hour-by-hour quota on each student. Mm-hmm. And if you use up your certain amount of bandwidth within your hour, you're going to be kicked off. And then when the next hour strikes, it resets. Because the email said from IT, the email said, boy, look at that triangle banner. Oh, look at that. That is blowing up.
Yeah, no, basically, I pulled it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. The thing is that they're going to be, I can't concentrate because there are so many comments.
Stop getting egoistical about our...
Oh, because there was one student who used up 26%.
One student.
I'm sorry, I'm falling all over myself. One per...
One student.
Person used 26% of the bandwidth over a 4-day period.
You did. I'm turning it over. Good for you.
I'm turning it over
good
to you.
Good for you.
I'm turning it
over
to you.
Yeah, so basically, we all got this... This email, and a lot of people are just kind of wondering, you know, whether or not we're going to get the bread and water ration of internet use. And yesterday we posted a status on our Facebook saying, how do you feel about the new internet quota? Is it fair? And a lot of people were upset.
Basically, we did our job and we presented the question, and I'm really encouraged. Let me say right now, hold on, just let me interject.
Yeah.
I'm encouraged that our IT guys are interacting with students on the Triangle Facebook page. I think that's very stand up of them, and I want to give them kudos and credit and respect for that, because they are answering questions.
Yeah.
And they're going, and they're doing the, like, that's.
They're answering it in a pretty fair manner.
Yeah.
Steve Paulson, the director of IT, said on here, and I'm just reading his comment verbatim, the purpose of the bandwidth quota, which has not yet been implemented, nor has a target limit yet been established, is precisely to promote fairness. By examining our internet traffic data, we will set the level high enough that few students should encounter it at all. If more students than expected are reaching the limit, we'll reevaluate the limit. The quota will be an amount of bandwidth within 1 hour. If the quota runs out for an individual, it will automatically reset at the end of that hour. The activity that the quota is intended to disrupt is sustained disproportionately high use bandwidth by a few individuals. And I think I misread the last sentence. The activity that the quota is intended to disrupt is sustained disproportionately high use of bandwidth by a few individuals.
This is really interesting. Andrew Wilbur, great friend of mine, great friend of Triangle. He's the multimedia Triangle multimedia editor. I'm all back. When I was at Brian, he says the internet was usually good. However, at certain peak times, like during open dorm when everyone and their girlfriend was streaming a movie, the network would become almost unusable.
Yeah.
So I hope the quota
actually
is reasonable. I can see the point.
Talking to Steve Paulson last semester, the time when people are using the most internet here on campus is about 12:30 in the morning. Like 30 minutes after midnight.
Everyone has to go back.
So everyone's on YouTube.
Hmm. That's really interesting, man.
Oh.
Again, I gotta say, credit and kudos to our IT guys.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they're answering the questions.
So, in other news on campus, results of the SGA elections.
Hold on.
Oh, oh,
I'm committing the sin. I'm committing the sin of saying I said I wouldn't do it.
Oh, so, but basically, you know, last time we talked, we discussed the SGA election, specifically the race between Allison Baker and Dave Swela.
Yes, we did. And the election was, I don't know why I just did that, Man, I'm losing it. I don't know if I'm so sleepy, just tired or what, but I need to get it together. Yeah. I'm all over the place. I'm going to... I can't say that. It's a movie line.
Drink more Dr. Pepper.
Well, that's the problem. Oh, man.
What did you just do?
I got to sign out of this so I can sign into my personal account. And none of this is... we're going to have to delete all this. This is no good for anybody. I'm dying, Forrest. You ever seen Forrest Gump?
Oh, yes.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. It's like a dinosaur in your throat. Just... It's coming out!
T-Rex in there. In there. Khakis. SGA elections. Let's see. I'm not... Election results. All right. From Brian News, congratulations to the new student government executive team, President Joseph Murphy, Vice President Allison Baker, on-campus events, Rachel Garnett, off-campus events, Nathan Harris, Treasurer Cameron Hawley.
Thanks to all who voted.
Be on the lookout for class elections. They're coming up next. But those are your SGA executive offices. Joseph Murphy, President, Allison Baker, Vice President, Rachel Garnett, on-campus events, Nathan Harris, off-campus events, Cameron Hawley, Treasurer.
And only one of those races was contested between Dave Suela and Allison Baker.
And listen, here's the thing. I like Joseph Murphy. I really do. But I think for the sake of... And I'm not saying anything bad against him. In fact, I probably shouldn't have led this in that way at all. But I like all these people. But the thing is,
You're bothered by...
It's just like a democratic society. Like, if it's not contested, then there's not a whole lot of point. You know what I'm saying? I am bothered by the lack of participation.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I mean, did you know that the elections were going on?
Not until about 3 days before them. Not until they were almost right on top of us.
And how did you find that out?
Well, I think I got some... I just, out of the blue, I got requests on Facebook from Dave Suela and Brian Lyon, whatever that was.
Yeah.
But that's how I found out, because I got a request by Facebook from those things, and they were talking about it, and I was like, oh, we're having an election, because I would have liked to cover them more, but, oh, we're logged in as Dan Jackson.
You could log me in if you want.
I could update your status.
You better not.
I'm going to. I'm recording a podcast. I'm recording, we're going to name it Tripodcast.
I thought it was Tricast.
Right, meow. No, it's really cool. Is anyone who listens to this is going to see this and know that as I was talking, I was typing this out. Booyah! That's how I'm going to end it.
I do not write like this.
Live from the Metrodome. Thunderdome. That's what I should say. All right, here's what I want. Anyone who actually listens to this, and this is how we're going to know if anyone's listening. Anyone who listens to this, go like Dan Jackson's Facebook status. I'm recording Trial Podcast right
here,
now.
You should see if you can make it public.
Promote it?
No, not promote it. That's you have to pay $7. Friends? Make it public.
Okay. Share. Okay. All right. So, anyone who listens to this, I tell you what,
You want to do a contest?
Yeah, I do. Okay. If any people out there are listening to this podcast, and if they go and comment on that status,
oh no,
I will invite them. I will give them 5 minutes on the show next week. No, not next week. We'll be in New York.
Yes.
But the week after that. So in 2 weeks, here's the thing. If you go and like, or if you go and comment on Dan's status that I just wrote while recording this, I will give you 5 minutes on Tripodcast in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Right. What else did you have written down? Because we're...
Okay, well, first thing...
We've been talking a long time.
I mean, you mentioned the New York trip.
We've been talking 35 minutes already. Oh, I did a New York trip. That's where we're going.
Yes.
Big lights, big city.
Yeah. How far north have you ever gone?
Streets will make you feel brand new. I've been to Bangor, Maine.
Oh, okay. So, you know, you're not the...
Where the khakis?
Yeah,
you, I went all the way to Maine and I didn't see a moose.
Well, I've never seen a moose in the wild either, so.
That's as far north as I've been, but it was summertime. Mm-hmm. So I'm really unprepared for the cold.
Yeah, it's not going to be too bad.
As a matter of fact, what am I wearing on my head right now?
A hat.
A hat? See, I would call it a toboggan. And you would say, no, a toboggan is something that you slide in the snow on.
Something you slide in the snow on.
And I would call it, no, a toboggan, Lieutenant Dan. A toboggan is a thing you wear on your head. And that's what I'm wearing, a toboggan.
You know, the actual word escapes me right now, but it's not a toboggan.
It's a
Google toboggan.
I am going.
See what
no,
comes
go
up.
Google toboggan. All right. Oh, my goodness. We're wasting everyone's time. Toboggan.
There, yeah. See? Go to images.
A simple sled.
Go to images.
But it's going to be a mix.
No, it's not a mix.
That kid's wearing a toboggan. See?
No, these are all sleds.
But who's right? Who got it first?
I did.
And how did that... Look, toboggan. But how does that get mixed up? How does a sled become a thing that you wear on your head?
I don't know.
Now
that guy is not wearing a toboggan.
He's
not riding
anything.
A toboggan.
He's that's so interesting, man. Which came first?
It's what is a toboggan? Hat or sled? Go back. Oh, there it is. Hub pages.
All right. Settle it once and for all. Your foot's touching my foot. Several years ago, we had some friends who were Yankees. Uh-huh.
And they're pretty darn proud of that
Let's
fact.
Let's see. Oh. Well,
but they're beanies, see? And actually, that's even a weird thing.
It appears that there's a southern region in the United States that uses Southern American English, and they use the term toboggan as a hat. So how about we put on our toboggans, excuse me, pull out our wooden toboggans, and take Toby for a ride? I have no idea what that has to do with anything, but apparently, it seems, let's see, hold on. Which came first? That's all I want to know.
Is this?
No, it could do. We could go to I feel like I'm going 90 miles an hour. We can go to dictionary.com and we'll look at the etymology of the word, and that will tell us.
I bet it's Inuit.
Boggin, Inuit,
or Indian. It's an Indian word.
Climb the Alps with me. All right. Origin, 1820.
Algonquin. Pronto Algonquin.
To drag a cord. Dead gum.
I told you.
A long, narrow, flat-bottom sled. It's a flat-bottom sled made of a thin board curved upward and backward at the front. How about that? Look, it doesn't even have hat. How have I been wrong all this time? But it's. Oh wait. 1928 is when it was first called a hat.
I'm pretty sure Algonquin is a lot longer, a lot older than 1928.
Well, no, it predates it. 1829, 1929. It's 100 for 100 years. It was a sled before
oh,
it was
I,
a hat.
I bet even longer than that. Toboggan. I mean, if the etymology comes from an Indian language,
says it's saying presumably because one wore such a cap while tobogganing, so it became a toboggan. Huh. Isn't that interesting? We're teaching the kids, man. We're teaching the kids something.
No, you're just... There is a rich cultural history of the toboggan. It's all coming back now. The Indians used to drag it through the snow on snowshoes to...
Is that true, or are you making that up?
No, I'm pretty sure.
So you're not sure at all?
You want to look up history of toboggan? We could
we
do this
did.
All day.
We just did, but we can't because we're wasting everyone's time.
Yeah,
including our
40
own.
Minutes.
Or what's next? Spring break? We talked about that, didn't we?
A little
People
bit.
People are doing things. Break for change. We're going to New York City to the College Media Association. College Media Advisors Conference.
Yep.
And the Sheraton Hotel in Times Square. We will be there from the 9th through the 12th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anything? Although they just got a bunch of snow dumped on them, so I'm hoping that the Knoxville...
Oh, it should be cleared
the
out.
Knoxville, well, see, you know I'm from Dayton, so,
yeah.
You know, snow shuts down everything for a few weeks.
Oh, no, they're going to have it cleared out.
So...
You know, we could probably, like, hike through some snow drifts. No big deal.
Well, you know, the Washington, the Knoxville, the DC bus, we're taking Megabus. That bus has been shut down for a few days because of all this. So I'm wondering if people who got postponed, if they get first dibs or what.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So spring break, we've talked about that. Tennessee allow switchblade knives.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. It would just be like The Outsiders. You seen that movie?
Nope.
The Outsiders. Or Shia LaBeouf and Indiana Jones in the Kingdom of the Crystal. Oh, we never finished the Facebook thing. Golly. I'm sorry. I'm not ADD. I don't think.
Sure you're not.
That looks like Dr. Musumeci.
Oh, man.
It does. It does. It? Oh, my goodness. That looks like Dr. Musumeci.
Newsflash, I think Dr. Musumeci keeps a vlog.
It appears he does. Look at that. That's
uncanny. It's different. It's the guy has a thicker chin.
Someone is in here. The door's shutting. So we're looking at Rand Paul filibuster. Oh, fill me in about that. I'm sure maybe you've read more about it than I did.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Rand Paul stood up in the Senate yesterday at about 11:30 and said, "I'm starting a filibuster."
A.M.
That's a good clarification. He stood up and said, pull up Politico for this. Basically, he says, starting a filibuster because the federal government, the office of the president, is not filling, not answering my question regarding...
Anti-meridium. That's what that means. Anti-meridium.
For AM.
AM. Post-meridium for PM. Anti-meridium. Anti-meridium. Also, anti-rim was a vocab thing on our rhetorical thought and theory. It was one of Quintilian's Loki. If it was anti-rim, that was those were the conditions before the event happened. The anti-rim.
You are ADD.
What did you ask me to look up?
Politico. Rand Paul.
Okay. Well, that's not what we want. Oh, look at that. That was 2 hours ago. He's seriously weighing 2016 bid. Considered using a catheter? No way. No way. I may think of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. I'm going to stand here and fight for this lost cause.
But we don't know. We still don't know why he was filibustering. So you want to fill in... everyone, why?
I would do it in my Jimmy Stewart voice, in the spirit of...
All right.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Say, Dan.
Yes.
Have you ever just felt the urge to protect something beautiful? Rand Paul, he was standing up and fighting for what he thought was right. Okay, that's terrible. Anyway, He was filibustering the appointment of Brennan to the CIA because he felt like the droid... He did it to draw attention to the droid...
Drones.
Oh, my goodness. The drones. The drone bill that is about to go through the Senate, or just went through the Senate, right? Something like that. It was to draw attention to the issue
of drones. Basically, he asked the White House.
Well, he sent a letter to Eric Holder. And said, who is the attorney general? And said, I just want to know one thing. Simple question. Can the United States government use drones to assassinate United States citizens on United States soil? And Eric Holder sent back a letter that said, basically, yes. And so Rand Paul said, I will not stand for this. And then he stood for 13 hours and filibustered in the Senate. Mm-hmm. So anyone who doesn't know, filibustering is just when you get the Senate floor, you refuse to yield it, and you just keep talking and talking and talking. It's an old school tactic in American politics that actually hasn't been used in this way in a long time.
Yeah. One reason is because it's just so physically demanding. I looked at the beginning when I looked at a video of when he first stood up and said, I'm starting a filibuster here. I mean... you know, his face was fresh and all nice and healthy, but, you know, it was like...
Just going to be exhausted.
11 hours in, you know, just face was gaunt and he's just leaning up against the podium.
13 hours, right?
Yep.
13-hour filibuster. Wow. That's crazy, man. He stood for 13 hours and spoke. And he successfully, I think, did bring attention to it. And I think that's a very, like, I don't want to really get into personal opinions, but I feel strongly about drones and the use of drones and giving the power to the United States government to use them to be able to assassinate United States citizens on United States soil legally. Like, frankly, I'm sure it happens anyway. But if you give them the legal power to do it, the thing is you can't undo that kind of thing. Like, excuse me, my granddad always told me, he was really big into politics, and he always told me that the thing is, you can't undo legislation. You know what I mean? Like, you can, but more than likely it's not going to happen. Like, it's so hard to go back.
Yeah.
So my feeling is that if we ever voted to make that legal, or if Congress ever voted to make that legal, that it would never be undone. Because it's so hard to reverse things.
Yeah.
And the things about legislation is that, you know, I feel basically that once it's done, because you really have to jump through some hoops.
Yeah. I also think that drones, it's one of those, it's the new technology, and it's not on the radar. If that's a pun, it's not intended. You know, it's not on the radar of many
people.
But
you are.
You're a walking pun.
Where's the trash can? I'm going to shoot this bottle. Oh, missed.
Nope.
I'll clean that up.
Well.
By the way, I'm just going to do a shameless plug.
Yeah. Well, we're wrapping up now. So.
Yeah. Letters to the editor. Send them to triangle@brian.edu. Actually, by the way, we postponed our print edition for several reasons. So the print edition will be coming out the week after we get back from spring break. So if you were really looking forward to that, you just have to wait another couple of weeks, but then that will be out, and it will be glorious, and you need to pick one up. Letters to the editor, we want to know your opinion. We want to know what you think, even if it's about this this wonderful program that we're making. Mm. Send it to triangle@brian.edu. We welcome all of them. We want to publish all of them. You can email any of us personally. We're on eStudent. I think we're on the Brian Triangle website.
And Dan's on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Yeah, at Mr. Green Miser. @MrGreenMiser. Where are you, Dan? What's your handle?
JCKSNDNL.
Whoa, hold on. Okay. Dan Jackson is @JCKSNDNL.
It's my last name and my first name with all the vowels taken out.
Oh, how about that?
Nope.
Mine is Mr. Green Miser, like the year without a Santa Claus. So that's that. You can follow us on @BrianTriangle on Twitter, facebook.com/BrianTriangle. New look there, youtube.com, search Brian Triangle. You can look at our page. We do videos weekly. David Blanchard, Clary Stewart, Maddie Mondale, and the crew do a fantastic job on that. What else? Am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so. I think it's a wrap.
I'm Alex Green.
And I'm Dan Jackson.
And I'm Cole. So let's go.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.